Avoid thin ice. That's the first piece of advice. But if you do fall through and find yourself in ice water, Capital City Fire Rescue Engineer Jamie Johns wants you to keep a cool head.
Stay calm. It is very hard to stay calm, especially in that water that's going to take your breath away. But if you remain calm, your chance of survival is a lot better for a rescue to come get you if you're still conscious.
Johns relayed this to a full auditorium inside the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. In the dead of winter, when the water looks frozen solid, crossing Mendenhall Lake outside the visitor center is a tempting shortcut to an up-close look at Mendenhall Glacier and its stunning blue ice caves. But it can also be a perfect nature trap. During the presentation, the audience learned they have just a few minutes to escape freezing water under their own steam before their energy is drained. They were advised to return to the place they fell in, level out their bodies, kick hard at the water to help push themselves onto solid ice, and roll away instead of standing up immediately. But if someone can't escape by themselves, they should focus on staying above water and waiting to be rescued.
There's been cases, state of Alaska has numerous cases of people that have been submerged in water or hypothermic for hours. Clinically, hypothermic, core temperature way down in the low 90s, and they made a full recovery.
Johns says this winter, CCFR has heard several reports of people breaking through ice, but the department hasn't come out to rescue anyone yet. Recently, one Juneau man watched his dog fall through the Mendenhall ice and disappear. Another man fell through but was able to climb out. Karen Smith came to the workshop with a friend, and she wasn't too embarrassed to admit she's been rescued by CCFR twice.
Trying to get to the ice caves, unfortunately. Once our boat's turned over and once my daughter has a heart condition. So I always want to learn as much about safety as I can because, you know, they've helped us a lot. Yeah, Alaska can be a very dangerous place for sure.
In both of those rescues, Smith says the lake wasn't frozen, but the water was still cold. Smith and her friend Sheila Fulbright were both impressed by the amount of useful information they got from the workshop. Here's Fulbright.
Wow, there's a lot of good stuff. I didn't know about like getting when you get out, rolling out, and going the direction that you came. That's a really good thing because I would have been like, yeah, just getting out.
Yeah. Also about watching for the layers of ice and then about how it's really unsafe. I knew at the face of the glacier, I knew at the waterfall, but I didn't know the skater's cabin was really unsafe with the rocks heating up from the sun.
She just made me go to skater's cabin like last week. I was like, girl.
Hang on, I'm coming to get you, okay? Wait, girl! Yeah!
Outside the visitor center, a CCFR water rescue team demonstrated how to escape a hole in an icy pond alone and how others can help with rope or a long object like a branch. As a parting piece of advice, Johns asks people to stay away from weak ice.
The ice is always unsafe at the face of the glacier, at Nugget Falls, and out by the lake where it dumps into the Mendenhall River.
He says if you're unsure about a patch of ice, trust your gut and turn back the way you came. When asked if she would keep walking on the ice after attending the workshop, Karen Smith laughed and said,
I did this morning.
She says it was her fourth try, but she finally made it out to the ice caves. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.